So Bezrat Hashem, let's attempt to answer this most important question. Why are you alive today? Why do we exist? How do we fulfill our purpose on a moment-to-moment basis? How should we go about answering this question is a very important preface to answering the question. What I mean is, any question we deal with in the world, if I ask you, what do you think about XYZ? You will answer me what you think. You may be right, but you also may be wrong. The reason for that is because we are human beings. We make mistakes. I'd like to explain this concept a little bit further before we answer the question, Bezrat Hashem. If I put the digit number 6 in front of me, and I look across the table to the individual sitting there, and I ask him, what do you see? He will say, I see a 9. And I will say, no, I see a 6. And he'll say, no, I see a 9. And if we're not able to see the other's perspective, we will argue whether it's a 6 or it's a 9. But the reality is that I am seeing a 6 and he is seeing a 9. We're both correct. However, sometimes you're supposed to be looking from the one side. So someone can be seeing something right, but they've got the wrong perspective from the way they're looking at it. Let's explain this a little bit further. Take Hitler, Yamach Shemoy. Many people followed his thought process and advice. And these people were not stupid people. Many clever people believed that the right thing to do, based on their perspective, was to do and follow Hitler's advice. Again, if we'd ask one of us, what do we think about Hitler's advice? We would probably all unanimously answer that it's absolutely insane, absurd, and we disagree with everything he did and believed in. But many people, clever people, would disagree with us and had a different perspective. So purely based on one's mind and one's logic, one can make very, very severe mistakes. So just like answering any question can be based on perspective, in the same way, if we'd answer this question, we'd attempt to answer this question, why do I exist? Why did God create me? Based on our perspective, we could be right, but we also could be very wrong. In the same way, we see how you take the war between Hamas and Israel, and you see that most of the world has sided with Hamas. If you'd ask one of us again, it's obvious that people are completely wrong. However, based on their perspective, again, many clever people, that is the way they see things. They see it as clear that Hamas are the ones in the right and Israel is in the wrong, God forbid. I would like to give one more example to portray this concept. It's a nice analogy offered, and that is, take an individual, and suddenly this individual hears tremendous screaming coming down the corridor. And he runs down the corridor, and there's a door, and behind that door, there's a lot of screaming going on, and it sounds like someone's being murdered. And he tries to open the door because he wants to be helpful. He says, someone's going to, you know, commit an act of murder. I'm going to do whatever I can to save this individual. And he tries to open the door, but the door is locked. And he tries to break open the door, but he can't. It doesn't open. And he looks through the keyhole and he sees a hand. And in the hand, there is a very sharp knife. And he sees the sharp knife being pierced into somebody's body, and he's panicking. He's saying, someone's getting stabbed, someone's being killed. He calls the police, and eventually someone opens the door, and he actually sees who emerges from the door. It's not a murderer, it's a surgeon. And there was an individual who had had an emergency operation, which there was no time even for anesthesia or anything to. This person was about to die and they needed to be operated on immediately. Otherwise, they would die. And this surgeon went in with all his heart, doing his best to perform the most efficient operation and saved this individual's life. Now, the initial perspective of the person looking through the hole was, oh my word, there's an act of murder being committed here. Whereas afterwards, the individual realized, oh, actually there was no murder here. There was something very good taking place. A 180 degree shift in the way they were viewing things. Why? Because they weren't able to see the picture fully initially. So in the same way, when we attempt to answer this question, we have to answer this question not based on perspective, because perspective could be completely wrong. So why do I exist? Let's answer this question, Bezrat Hashem, based on something which is beyond perspective and cannot be wrong.